4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is an absolutely glorious day. I've got the windows open out here. This is the first time in, two months, that we've had weather like this. 75 degrees, low humidity, comfortable any way you slice it. Overnight tonight, it's gonna just make your hair stand up when you hear that. We're going to be down in the 50s. Oh, what a nice change of pace. All right. But don't get used to it, because in another day or two, we're back to the 90s, just the way it is. Okay, coming up in an, either next week or the week after, we got our old pal Bill O'Reilly is dropping by. Looking forward to chatting with O'Reilly. It has been a while since he's been on. I'm imagining he probably wrote another book during the couple of weeks he hasn't been here. I'm just saying. I mean, he writes them as fast as I read them. Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon, and Craig is all about tech. He's all about staying safe online, and I love his newsletter. I'm looking at a couple of tips here that I did not know, and we'll be chatting about those. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. On the road again, I am.
Wait a minute. Last time we spoke, you were in Montreal, and I know that you got me smoked meat from Schwartz's Plou Gras. I'm waiting for the shipment. I know it'll be here any day.
And any day now,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where, might I ask, are you right now?
Well, right now I'm in Buffalo, but I'm going to be up in Toronto here for another conference next week.
Oh, Buffalo as in Buffalo, New York?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Did they make buffalo wings here? Is this where it came from? Is that a thing?
Yes. Anchor Bar and Tavern is where it started. And, I mean, you just have my sympathy that you're in Buffalo. I know how difficult that can be. Well, hopefully it'll get better sometime soon. You are heading to Toronto. All right. Well, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's no snow right now. So that's good.
Well, that's true. It's August. It's that short period of time, August, where there is no snow in either Buffalo or Toronto. You're able to get in and out. Hey, I got to ask you a question, and I need a very, very honest answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have gotten a number of emails from one of my credit card companies, and these are legitimate emails. I went to the source. I went back to the credit card company. They said, we have found some instances where your information is on the dark web. And they're talking about, like, numbers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. You ready?
Yep, I'm sitting here.
Okay, what the hell do I do? Apparently, I'm on the dark web.
Yeah, the answer is, yeah, I'm sure you are. You probably heard about the massive leak just about a week ago now that we found out about it,
yeah,
of everyone's Social Security number, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, the IRS has been hacked as well. So this information's out there. So it's a great question. So first of all, most of these companies, including your banks and credit card companies, are getting that information from a guy named Troy Hunt. He's an Australian.
Oh.
And you can get it for free. So if you go to that site, haveibeenpwned.com, haveibeenpwned.com, you can put in your email address. It has a tab for passwords. You can hit that and double-check your password. But if you put your email address in there, it'll tell you what's been found on the dark web associated with that email address.
Wow.
So it's got information about your Social Security number was stolen, your bank accounts were stolen, or whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of step one. Step two is your question, really.
Yeah.
So what now, right? The Social Security Administration will not issue you a new Social Security number just because it was stolen and is being misused. We can go back to the foundation of Social Security, and the guarantee would never be used for anything other than Social Security. And this is part of the reason why, right?
Yeah.
This is why I don't use those super fast lanes at the airport. I don't want my iris scanned. You know, at least I can change my password. Unless I'm Tom Cruise, I can't change my eyeballs. So I don't like the iris scan, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, it really helps to know when your password has been stolen. bank account numbers can be changed. So if you think you've been hacked, you can go ahead and check with your bank. Now, there's some services out there that say, hey, listen, you know, if you lose, blah, 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 we'll just take care of it for you, right?
Yeah, and
LifeLock is one of them. There's a couple of others. Those can be useful. I don't subscribe to them because nowadays, for free, you can get your credit reports. And you can go to freecreditreport.com. If you have a credit card, your credit card company will provide you with free credit reports that you can look at every month, and they'll tell you, hey, your rating just went down by 100 points. You know, that's a dead giveaway.
Yes.
But something happened, right?
Yes.
And then you can look at it and figure it out. That's also part of the reason you should be using credit cards and not debit cards. Because a debit card is tied in directly to your checking account.
Nice.
So if the bad guys get a hold of your number and they start hosing that money out of your account, your checks are going to start bouncing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're online, use a credit card, go ahead and get what are called single-use credit card numbers, and pretty much every Visa, MasterCard, you can do this. And some of them have browser extensions. And you can even tell that, hey, okay, I want a credit card because I'm shopping at this site online.
Right.
And I who knows, right? It's going to be stolen at some point. Jeff Bezos isn't perfect, right?
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
everybody else. So it lets you give a credit card that can only be used on that site. And you can even tell it that it's going to expire. So it's we're talking about more precautions here, Jeff,
yep.
and it's really on us because so far I can't think of a single case where anyone has gone to jail over this, let alone prison,
right.
having information stolen from their businesses. For the majority of the time, in fact, when credit bureaus have been hacked that have everything about you, people weren't even fired. So
we've got.
They don't care.
They don't care. Well, I guess that's the message. A, Jeff, everybody's information is on the dark web, and B, we don't care. Okay, well, that seems to be the gist of it, and I guess I'm kind of crazy that way, Craig, and I know that'll come as a shock to you, but I look at each of my accounts every day. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep balances. I paste. We charge something to get points, you know, to do something else and pay it off right away. And I have each of those accounts comes up and says, hey, your credit score is blah, blah, blah. Your credit's. So it's like,
right.
I mean, I guess I'm doing all that I can do, except, as you point out, getting these one-use credit cards or these special credit cards. And then I wonder, because one of the things in your newsletter this week, and gosh, everybody really does need to sign up for Craig's newsletter. Go to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. You're talking a lot about the storage. I got hit the other day. Well, I got hit. I got a thing that said, hey, would you like to have, I don't know what it was, 20 gigabytes or 100 gigabytes of storage? Here's how much it'll cost. Yay or nay? Do I need it? And do I have to worry that too, as you would say, is a hoser getting my information?
Yeah, it is. The hosers have been into a lot of those sites. In fact, some of them are in that business where they try and con you into buying their VPN service so that you can keep your information private. I've written up a whole report on that one, exactly what's happening there. Careful of VPN services, too. But the cloud, as Kamala Harris describes it, is it's above us. It's white, right? Floating. But the cloud's just the name.
And your information is not here, but it's there.
Yes. Oh, it's there, pointing
so
upwards. Yes.
Yeah.
So the cloud, like you're talking about, it's just somebody else's computer. It can be hacked. They have been hacked. The cloud storage folks are typically way better than the average home user for keeping your information safe.
Okay.
And in fact, when we're talking about ransomware, where the hosers will get onto your machine, suck the data off of it, then encrypt it, and then charge you to get the decryption key that most of the time you don't get and it doesn't work.
Right.
And will also charge you to not release the information they sucked off of your machine, right? So they make a whole bunch of money from that thing. But in the case of ransomware, you want a backup that isn't local. Right? Attaching a hard disk to your computer is going to get encrypted just like your computer is. So now you've got a real problem, right? Because even your backup's encrypted. You can't use that to restore your files to get around that encryption. So what I do is I use a backup service called Backblaze that's cheap as can be. It's $7 a month for unlimited storage. But it allows me to go ahead and use my own encryption key so that the data that's up there, even if the hosers steal it from Backblaze, that data is now completely secure still because it encrypted before it even left my machine using a key that only I have. So, man, this starts getting pretty complex. And we talked before about trying to have some webinars on this.
Yeah.
And Karen and I have actually been working on it.
Okay.
So we should have something within the next month or two. But there's a bunch of things you need to do. Cloud is good and it's bad, and it's too hard to explain in the next 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I won't sign up for Backblaze until you explain to me how I make an encryption key, and then I keep all my stuff encrypted. So when you do have the webinars together, because I think it's going to be great, let's make sure we get that promoted all across the place, because that I've got so many folks who reach out to me, and you know, I don't know what to tell them except reach out to Craig. Final question for you. I'm looking at the newsletter, and if people have not signed up for your newsletter, it's absolutely free, craigpeterson.com. And I know you won't be shocked by this, I always have my phone plugged into the charger because I think, well, it's got to be at 100%. And now you're telling me I'm probably breaking the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's an Android, so who cares? But besides that, yeah, Android or otherwise, in fact, I've got some instructions specifically for Android. Apple has some stuff built in that helps protect it, but these lithium ion batteries don't do well when you recharge them over 80% full. So they don't like to go to 100% all of the time. 80% is a really nice maximum, and 20% minimum. And this is true for people who drive these electric cars, too. If you're using the standard lithium-ion batteries, you really don't want to charge it to more than 80% in, you know, there goes some of your distance, right?
Yep.
And you don't want it to go less than 20% because it does cause, it's not so much damage, but it really does shorten the life of the battery. And the batteries nowadays have a very long life. A lot of these batteries can go through 1,000 charging cycles. Now, that means not just that you plugged it in 1,000 times, but that it actually cumulatively went through 100% of the battery 1,000 times. So you charged it up to 80% one day and then 10% the next, etc. It just adds it all up. And it's a good thing because they last a long time, but don't charge it to more than 80%. And there's some apps that are in the newsletter that just came out today. And if you sign up now, I'll send it to you as well. But some apps you can use and some settings that you can put in that will dramatically extend the life of the battery in your smartphone.
All right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you being here. And I do want people to head on over to craigpeterson.com to get that newsletter. All sorts of great tips all the time. And I say this from the bottom of my heart. May your time in Buffalo be short and as painless as possible. You're clearly not a Buffalo Bills fan because you know how those folks just suffer and suffer and suffer.
Yes.
Go Argos. You're going to Toronto. You'll have a good time. Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson, and he knows tech. Make no mistake about it. He knows tech. He knows how to stay as safe as you possibly can. He knows it all, and you can get it for free, believe it or not. Once a week, great newsletter comes out. Just go online right now to craigpeterson.com. craigpeterson.com. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.